Good afternoon. This is your man, Sanborn Phillips. Thanks for tuning in to the Roundtable on the Go. And today's topic is Bill Cosby and your man, Donald Trump. We're getting different views about Bill Cosby, his sex allegations, and he's facing jail time up to maybe 30 years, three different counts. We're getting both sides of views on this table about is it equality or justice. My opinion, well, I can give you the feedback on, right now it's kind of like, to me, it's injustice. When I say injustice, because you have other people committing the same crimes and they're able to retire and still gain their pensions and be able to stand down and from their jobs and not any other prosecution is being raised upon them. For as the equality, I can go on and say equality for the women's, I can agree. Because now you're having more women come out for the Me Movement, Women's March, and women are being more suited, reaching out, getting better help for the situations and the things that they endure. But back to what I'm on the level with injustice about. Don't get me wrong, I'm not condoning anybody that's committing sexual acts, black nor white. I'm not holding up anyone that committing those type of acts. The thing is, you can't have one act and another is not being accountable for. When you have your president comes out on national TV saying what he likes to does to women and women can do this and that, and he gets away with it because you got money. And you have your evangelical Christians that send in moral support and rallies to uphold all this negativity and wrongful ways that your president is candidacy of caring and setting these type of things on the national table for other countries to see, and also influencing the things in your household and saying that these things are okay by your evangelical Christians. Nor this is just not this man's first time. It's also to the point that he's been married three times on adultery, and he's continued to uphold and commit adultery. And why would you want to surround yourself and uplift a person that continues to commit these acts? So is there a black and white issue? Because if it's like, where's the moral support for Bill Cosby? Maybe he was sick when he was committing these acts, but are there any evangelical Christians showing moral support or showing rallies or any kind of protesting? No. So this is where we're saying the injustice come in. Not the equality, but the injustice of the system. That there have been going on over period of years, really slandering Bill Cosby. If all these things taking place back then, why have the allegations actually come out before then? This is the thing. I can understand that women have been suppressed in some type of ways, that it took on them a lot of courage because now you have a more lot of women movement going on. But we're talking about some things over 20, 30, 40 years, allegations. I can't really suppress the injustice on this, because here you got an 80-year-old man, not just because he's 80, but I mean, if he committed the acts, he surely should be punished for his acts. But they're blatantly just unreasonable allegations just all of a sudden coming out, and you had over 60 allegations and you only got committed for one. So here's the difference: when you got a president continuously lie as a pathological liar, that commits sexual acts and adultery toward women, demonizing women, where are we going to draw the line at? And what is going on in the White House? Do anyone in there have any type of integrity or morals to be able to say, here, My integrity is not worth this. My integrity is not worth standing on the policies that you're trying to proceed and do and doing them in an infectious way that you're demonizing women, men of color, women of color, different ethnics, different transgenders. I mean, where are you going to be able to draw the line at in this White House? And to Sarah Sandra Huckabee, do you have any integrity or morals that you have to come out and blatantly lie for your president and then actually goes back the next day and he committed another act and you comes out and you're a woman yourself because the American people wants to know how far are you willing to sell your soul and to give up your integrity to protect this president? Are you going to really just condone your career that you're just not going to have one when this White House administration is over because your integrity and your morals have been ruined? And I'm pretty sure, I know you may be a mother or not, but are you condoning your child to see the things that this man is committing to act and you're going to stand on his policy for that? Now, like I say, y'all can tune in, chime in, give me y'all debates, you know, anytime you wish, you know what I'm saying? Because you can subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play Music, Overcast, Pocket Cast. Also available on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. Then we're going to get into the sports. Well, we had Atlanta make a great last pick for at the last minute. We got our wide receiver, Calvin Ridley. You know, major plus because he's also predictable for special teams. And also last night we had the NBA playoffs. The Boston and Bucks, they let the Bucks come back in, man, and tired of this. Now it's 3-3. Can they do it in 7 on the road? It haven't been done in quite some time. But here's what we're going to find out because this is what the playoffs are made of. Also, we got the Cavaliers lead the Pacers 3-2. And they're at the Pacers tomorrow night. And you have the Utah at 3-2 over AKC. So, we're going to find out with these 3-2 games, are they going to go into the 4-2 in the series? Are they going to tie them up? And who was the biggest steal, Charles Barkley or Mikely, in the NFL draft? So stay tuned for that tonight. The second and third round draft continue tonight at ESPN on 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And today's sponsors are brought to you today by Applebee's. You can find them on 1647 North Expressway in Griffin. And don't forget, they have their Dollar Tuesday nights with the lemonade and vodka. Also, the 2 for $2 and the 20. 2 for $20. We have the Corner Cafe here in Griffin. Also cooked by Chef Mike. Delicious food. Y'all guys got to go in there and try it. The breakfast is extravagant. So y'all must try that if you're in the Griffin area. Plus, you know, we have Kramer and Peavy, attorney at law. They're located on 436 South Hill Street in Griffin, Georgia. So if you need an attorney for any car wrecks or vehicle or miscellaneous civil suits, them the guys you go see, Kramer and Peavy. And so once again, thanks to y'all guys for tuning in to the Roundtable on the Go. Give me y'all thoughts and give me y'all shouts out, and I'll see you next week. Thanks. Good afternoon. This is your man, Sebastian Phillips. Thanks for tuning in to the Roundtable on the Go. And today's topic is about Bill Cosby and Donald Trump. We're talking about equality versus injustice. The equality is, well, we have the Women Move Me March about women being depressed during sexual activities acts amongst their jobs, their praise and indifference. Compared to injustice, what Bill Cosby just received, what a lot of people giving me feedback on, things of that nature. I'm on the skeptical line of fairness. If you committed a crime, you committed a crime. I think you should do the time if you committed a crime. But here's where the catch-22 is. That Bill Cosby's actions have been tossed over periodically of years and years and years. 30-something plus years and 20-something odd plus years. What was all the allegations at a long time that we can actually say that We'll give the women benefit of the doubt that they have been depressed. They couldn't come out, or they couldn't say this, or their careers could have been ended, or for some other type of nature. Now that they have the Women Move Me March, I respect that. I respect all honesty about everything that they do for women, uprising and lifting themselves up and coming away from all the depression movements. But I also stand on equality and justice, because here's where the justice is not being served. That the depraved indifference is, you have Weinstein, you have O'Reilly, you have Trump, you have Matt Lauer. I mean, these are all sexual acts that have been committed in statute of limitation of a criminal act, of a sexual act. And the only thing has been passed down to them is resignation, keep your pension, retirement. You no longer work for this company anymore. Compared to where Bill Cosby is being faced with jail time. Over 60 accusers have come forth, and not but only one out of all this period of time. And you're trying to get this man up to 30 years in prison, and you have your national president, Donald Trump, that's on national stage, on national TV, representing this country worldwide, multiple countries, that actually goes on TV and to say you can grab women by their vajayjay and actually nothing done. And you have angelical Christians that stand up and rally and support this type of behavior. So where are the protesters and the rallies from the angelical Christian with Bill Cosby? There's two different statues and visualization here. If it's black, you're guilty. No matter what, you're a threat. You committed these heinous crimes. But if you're white, you're right. These is where the statues actually just modifies the whole legal system and the culture. That what black Americans have to face and stand on through diversity over a period of time. I'm not sitting here and condoning Bill Cosby wrong for actions, because if he committed the acts, sure, this man should be punished. But here's the thing. When you're at a person for so long, and this man have endured, and he has fought it, and they have not found any type of misheinous acts, as I would say, like where he forced them to commit these acts. There were more willing acts to consensual to gain access into his process of his world to advance in their careers. I'm not saying all women condoned in it, but here's where you have different factors and different virtues of that type of situation. For any type of actor, entertainer, mega superstar, that you would endure these type of situations. But clearly, here's the difference. When you have the angelica Christian support a man that's just a pathological liar, commits sexual acts, alpha acts, three different marriages and adultery, and here's again committing sexual acts, and you have a Christianity rival to support him. No matter, he's not gonna do it again. He needs another chance. But here's where the difference goes. At where are the angelical Christians for the supporters of Bill Cosby? Maybe this man was sick. Where is the support for his rally and saying Bill not gonna do it again? Where's the support saying, here, let's give Bill another chance? Reason why that's not gonna happen, because Bill is a black man. That's the reason you're not gonna have that angelical rally and that Christian support that Donald Trump has. So you call in, you give me your views on your takes and things on this subject today. And also, you can subscribe hear my show through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play Music, Overcast, Pocket Cast. Also, I'm available on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn. And from today's sponsors are Applebee's, 1647 North Expressway in Griffin. Also, tend to check them out on Tuesday for their dollar lemonade and vodka night. And also, we have the Corner Cafe in Griffin. Check out Chef Mike. They have a tremendous breakfast, dinner. They're downtown in Griffin. Also, check out Kramer and Peavy if you need an attorney at law. They're located at 436 South Hill Street in Griffin, Georgia also. And we're getting down to the sports. The NFL draft last night. So y'all guys, tell me what y'all think about this draft. Atlanta come out with a virtue nice pick. Last minute surprise. Calvin Ridley, wide receiver from Alabama. He's a major plus. Plus he got all around special team gifts. And tell me, who was the biggest steal? Chubbs, Barkley, or Mikely in the NFL draft? So y'all tune in and tell me about that. We have the NBA playoffs. Boston and Bucks. They're tied 3-3. Cavaliers lead the Pacers 3-2. And they're at the Pacers. Utah 3-2 over OKC. So you tell me, can they do it on the road? Game 7, we'll find out if the Pacers can pull it off. And also, tune in tonight for the second and third round draft tonight. It continues on ESPN at 7 p.m. Eastern. So thanks, y'all guys, for tuning in to the Roundtable on the Go. Hit me up, and I'll see y'all guys next week.